While competing for St. Thomas Aquinas, Jared Sima made four appearances in the state finals. His freshman and sophomore seasons netted a pair of runner-up finishes. The second half was even brighter with two state titles. Sima kept himself busy outside of the scholastic season as well. Due to the pandemic, there was no Fargo 2020, but in 2019, Sima put himself on the national recruiting spotlight with a rare double All-American finish when he placed 7th at 152 in freestyle and as runner-up in Greco in the U16U division. This spring, he went 5-0 and claimed the USA Wrestling Folkstyle national title in the junior division. That competition was held in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Speaking of Cedar Falls, Sima has spent a good deal of time in the Cedar Valley in preparation for Fargo 2021 with good reason. He announced his intentions to become a University of Northern Iowa Panther in October of 2019 when he became Coach Schwab's first recruit out of the class of 2021. With us on the line is one of Chiefs Super 7 for 2021, Jared Sima. Jared, welcome to Airtime.
Thank you.
All right, so you've been training and competing in earnest for the upcoming junior national competition. You put yourself in position for a possible triple crown after your folkstyle national title this spring. I guess I should ask first, though, do you intend to compete in both styles in Fargo?
Yes. Yeah.
So what would you consider to be a good performance in Fargo, and what would it mean? How would you define that, you know, after the tournament?
I mean, you just got to go up there and compete. I mean, all the brackets are tougher than nails, so anything can happen. We saw that 2 years ago when I double-A'd. You just got to go up there and compete, take it one match at a time, and, you know, wrestle your butt off, and it'll show.
So it sounds like the, you know, possibility of the Triple Crown is not something that you're putting front and center, but just competing one match at a time and one period at a time and letting the chips fall a little bit. Is that kind of your philosophy?
Yeah, I honestly, I didn't even think about the Triple Crown. I kind of forgot about that. So, I mean, if I get it, that's great. It's just another accomplishment, but this is just another tournament and just got to go out there and compete.
All right. Well, good for you. I think that's a good approach to take. And I think that, you know, you're spending time in the college room, you know, wrestling some of those guys and getting that experience. I think that can be a separator too. You know, just your training going into Fargo, because there's you know, it's really across the board on how serious people take it, on what kind of training situations that they have, on just where they are mentally with the whole thing. So it sounds like you've really had Fargo 2021 on your radar for quite some time.
Yeah, ever since Fargo last year, we didn't have it. That's all I've been thinking about is, man, I got one more shot. You got to go out and make some noise for the last time.
Well, that's good. You know, and so with Fargo 2020 not happening, and I tell you, word on the street is that this Fargo would be more competitive than in recent years. You know, the trend has been for graduated seniors to get onto their college campuses and maybe take a class or two to get that sort of look and feel of college under their belt, and then kind of train folk style and not compete in Fargo. But it seems that, and I haven't checked all the rosters from the teams, which are starting to come in now, but it seems that there might be a few more graduated seniors than ever before. So does this like change your approach at all as you look at your final preparations?
No, not really. I mean, everyone probably is in the same boat. They didn't get to wrestle last year, so they just want to be able to go out and wrestle. And I mean, those guys that are going to go into college next year, you're going to wrestle them anyway, so why not wrestle them now? So, and then you'll get to see how you stack up against them, and then you can go into the college room and make adjustments, and then get back out there.
Okay, and I, from my perspective as just kind of a fan of Fargo, I've followed it every year, and I like to see that. I like to see those graduated seniors, you know, compete for whatever reason. That kind of trend started probably, a decade ago, and it's just kind of steamrolled. So hopefully this year it will be a little bit different look and feel in that way. So in the fall of 2019, you had two state runner-up finishes to your name, along with double All-American honors from Fargo. You made your college decision at that point and have stuck with it. What made you think that UNI was a place for you, and what other programs were you considering at that time?
So I took visits to Northern Iowa, of course, and then North Dakota State and Arkansas Little Rock. And really, it was down to North Dakota State and you and I. And I don't know. It's just the feel. I got up to Northern Iowa, and it just felt like home. All the guys were great. The coaching staff was great. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain until you just get up there and feel it. It's just, it felt like home. And I believed everything they were preaching, and I was just ready to rock with them.
Right. And that is a, you know, an interesting group of schools that you haven't narrowed down to, because I think there are some similarities, and it sounds like some similarities for things you're looking for. But that early in the process, were you kind of bent on making a decision that early, or did that just kind of happen?
No, I wanted to commit early. I wanted to get it out of the way, get it stress-free. And so I could go into high school season focusing on winning that state title. And then I had to focus on like the ACT prep and like that stuff. And so, yeah, I wanted to get out of the way so I could focus on other things, so I wasn't so stressed.
Do you plan on taking a redshirt year this fall, or do you intend to step in and compete for a starting spot for the Panthers right away?
I don't know. We'll have to see. I planned on probably redshirting because I'm still 17, so I still have a bunch to grow. And, I mean, you're going to be talking about wrestling guys that are 23, 22, so an extra year wouldn't hurt, but if they need me to step into that spot, then I'll be ready, and I'll take it.
Okay. Yeah, that definitely isn't the trend of a 17-year-old graduate that plans on competing at the D1 level in college. Usually there's a red shirt in there as an eighth grader, it seems like, anymore. So yeah, you are a rarity in that way. So what do you intend to major at UNI?
Exercise science, and then I'm a minor in coaching and strength training.
So on behalf of the Kansas wrestling community, I want to wish you the best as you pursue your stop sign or a pair of stop signs and transition into college. We'll definitely be tracking your progress.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, that's all for this episode of Airtime. Until next time, thanks for listening.